up your head, step where you are. Up your hands. This is a kind of a crossover night from the month of March. Then we step into the month of April. Lift your hands high. We had diverse, impactful, intense messages throughout the month. Lift your hands high.
I don't know why you lost me. I don't know why he came. Sacrifice his life for what I'm glad. So glad he did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he cares. Sacrificed his life, oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did.
Lift your hands everywhere now. If he could suffer the way he suffered on the cross for you and for me, what can he not do for you and for me? And lift your hands and receive his love tonight. Because I see an outpour of his love. An outpour of his love. Outpour of his mercy. Outpour of his touch. Outpour of his compassion. Receive it. Receive. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands high. Whispering that name, Jesus. Can be upstanding, if it is possible, please do. And you lift your two hands high. That love is wiping away depression, wiping away suicidal tendency, wiping away discouragement, wiping away the spirit of delay, wiping away disease, wiping away premature death.
It's already happening. It's wiping away every enemy liability, bondage. That love from heaven is wiping away the agenda of the kingdom of darkness. That love from Calvary is changing the story. It's causing a deliverance. It's causing a release. Right now.
Lift your hands high. I see breakthrough happening. I see prisons opening. I see chains breaking. I see yokes breaking. I see deposits my Father in heaven has not planted in your body. I see them living right now. I see bodily healings taking place. I see deliverances taking place. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. At the count of seven, you scream, I receive. What are you receiving? You are receiving His love. You are receiving His mercy. You are receiving His healing. You are receiving His deliverance. You are receiving His liberation. You are receiving a change of story. And listen to this. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life, it's not permitted to cross today. It's not permitted to cross March into April. Today is the 31st day of March. Tomorrow is the first day of April. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life, every demon, every Pharaoh that has followed you to today will not cross over to the other side. To answer the count of seven, you place the hand on your head and scream, I receive at the top of your voice, and the spirit of infirmity will return back to hell. Spirit relationships, spirit demons, unclean spirits, ancestral demons, the spirit of death, masquerade demons, all manner of demons of death, skeletons, caskets, they will be set on fire right now. Lift your hands.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord, on me. Your hands. Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands. Oh Lord, I need your hands.
Lift your hands high. Father, let it be. Receive His love, receive His mercy at this count of seven.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you ready? Get ready. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
I receive.
Receive His love. Receive His release. Receive His power. Receive His grace. Receive His mercy. Receive the thought of His power. Receive a change of soul.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now.
Receive. Receive.
Thank you, Master. Get your hands, give him the praise. With your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the supremacy. The dominion, the rule, the sovereignty. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Honor him. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. We give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name, with your hands and give him the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Very, very briefly, something just left you. Something left you. A yoke got broken. A chain got broken. A prison door opened. God gave you a supernatural deliverance just now. Or a supernatural healing. Anywhere you are, quickly step to the front and let's find out what God did for you.
I am for the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I enter to worship you only. Lord, I enter. I enter through the Holy of Holies. Lord, I enter through the blood of the Lamb.
Lead, ay, 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 ay,
ay, ay, ay, ay, ay, ay, ay, ay, ay, ay, ay,
Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship, 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 worship. Worship you, for your name is holy. Holy, holy Lord, Mashiba gada 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 gada. For your name is
holy. Your name is Holy Lord, Holy Lord, Holy Lord. Stand here.
Your name is Holy Lord. Fire on it, fire on it, fire on it. Fire! Fresh fire, fresh, fresh fire, fresh release to burn the chains of limitation, the chains of limitation, the chains of resistance. The chains of opposition. Fresh fire I release. That's a fire upon everyone here. Against every chain of limitation. Chain of limitation. Ancestral limitation. Family limitation. Generational limitation. Against your assignment. Against your life. Against your destiny. Chains.
Oh,
Listen, I want you to listen to me first. The Lord is taking load of your life. The weight, the load, and the burden is heavy, but today is the end. The spell of misrepresentation is over today. The spell of accusation also is over today. That weight and that pressure on your mind is over. The Lord has helped you to be in your senses. Otherwise, the devil has put so much pressure on your mind that would have made you lose your mind. But today, stand up.
I pray for everyone here today. In the name of Jesus, every load that is not your load, that the enemy is putting on you, I declare today it is returned back to hell. Of the Holy Ghost is returned back to hell. Return back to hell. Return back to hell. Return back to hell. I pray now against the spirit of depression. I pray now against every downcastedness. Your yoke is broken. Your tenure is over. Your agenda is over.
That lady, somebody died of breast cancer around you, and the devil is giving you symptoms on the breast. Right now it is arrested and it is returned back to hell. You came into the service feeling the pain, feeling the growth and everything associated with that, and the fear of it. Now it has returned back to hell. Check yourself quickly and run to the front. And I use this to announce to somebody, what killed the person you know shall not kill you. What killed somebody in your family cannot kill you. What killed your mother, your father, your brother, your sister cannot kill you. Let her come here. Why are you redirecting her? What killed somebody in your family cannot kill you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is written, in that day the burden shall be lifted from your shoulder, and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of the anointing. Check yourself.
The battle is of the Lord. His Lord God Jehovah. The battle is of the Lord. Yes.
The battle.
Is all the Lord. The battle, the battle. Is all the Lord.
He is Lord Jehovah.
Even
Even if nobody died around you, but you came here with a symptom of a growth on the breast, or a pain, or a sensation, it has just left you. The growth in the inguinal area, in the groin area, hernia or whatever it is, it has just left you. Everything that is a mountain in your life just left you. And in the name of Jesus, the mountains shall not cross into next month. Somebody's kidney problems have been healed. Pyelonephritis. I declare you shall not lose your kidneys in the name of Jesus. Lower waist and back condition has also been healed. Shall the Lord say amen. Let's know what happened. Quickly.
Sir, very accurate. You went into the crowd, white ministry. You picked him up and you said, fresh fire to burn the chains of limitation, resistance and opposition. Very correct. He's a pastor all the way from Cameroon.
That's right.
He's here with a wife. He has been in ministry for 10 solid years, nothing working. Resistance, limitation, opposition. He said he prays for people and they get results, but there's no result in his life and ministry. And he came in very discouraged, really like giving up. And today,
I knew he was a pastor, and I knew the limitations came from altars of his father's house. Hold your wife, your hands together. And right now I take authority over that. You came all the way from the country of Cameroon. You are going now with freedom. In the name of Jesus, fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Fresh fire of the Holy Ghost to go and set your territory on fire. In the name that is above every name, I use them as a point of contact for anyone here today that is a victim of any limitation, of any altar from your lineage. Every spell, every witchcraft manipulation, every work of diabolism and the occult in your family, in your history, in your background, today the yoke is broken. It is broken. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen.
Give the Lord the praise. Tell me about this.
Sir, very razor sharp, accurate, prophetic words.
Razor sharp.
Yes, sir. You went to her and took authority over every weight, every load, burden, the spell of misrepresentation. She told me that has been her issue. People misrepresent her. She's a pastor. People don't understand her, don't understand the ministry. She prays for people. They have miracles.
Wow.
They give false testimonies about her even after she has prayed for them.
Wow.
She told me that last week she went to the hospital because of depression.
Wow.
You spoke about it.
That almost ran mad.
Yes. You took authority over the spell of loss of the mind.
Yes.
She told me she went to the hospital because of depression.
Last week.
Nothing is working
as
well.
Somebody who wants something broken off your life, stand up on your feet right now. You want an agenda of the enemy broken off your life. She went last week to the hospital because of depression. Today, I declare that yoke broken. I declare that agenda broken. Dr. Mr. Nature, come lay hands on her. Lift your hands and lift your voice and say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, today is my day. And today, every burden shall be lifted from off my shoulder, and every yoke from my neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I receive my freedom from every limitation. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Freedom from every enemy limitation. Freedom from every enemy limitation. Receive it now. 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 Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
Sir. This is Sister Ebere, who came from Okai in Anambra for this service. She told me her life and that of her siblings have been comatose. Stagnation, disable her finger, or mark, until the war came tonight. Said she saw herself when fire hit her, she fell under power, and she saw herself in chain, and the chain was broken like old machine chains.
Old machine chains were around her feet.
Broken. And then she saw her sibling, three of her brothers, in her old grandmother's house, a thatched house, that she lived before she died. They were there struggling to come out. They couldn't, and she saw her hand to move them out one by one. And
oh my God.
Is somebody just looking like that? She came all the way from Anambra State. Okay, listen to this. Every chain that came here with you, and every chain that has chained your family, and chained your brothers, chained your sisters, chained your siblings, today the chain is broken. It is broken. In the name of Jesus.
Father, thank you. And I give you the praise. And I take authority over every pressure on that mind. I declare you normal. I declare against every form of depression. And I declare against every form of mental attack. Your freedom has come. In Jesus' precious name. Tell us about the mind situation.
I'm not feeling fine. I'm not a happy person because of the condition of my child. I came with a child for the past 3 weeks in this place. I took my leave. An evil arrow was shot into her eye. She cannot see. And I came to Havina Medical Center, and the man said that no medical condition will ever make my daughter to see again. So somebody, my key sister, advised me.
The God who broke that chain now.
My daughter is here.
Go lay your hands where she is. Go lay your hands where she is right now. Right now. The God who set you free will set her free. Just place your hand there. I want the pastor to follow her. The name that is above every name, command that eyes open in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise. Yes. Jesus' precious name. Father, we take authority over that blind devil of blindness. Lose your grip. Out! Go! And when you are there, 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 there is no need to worry, there is no need to fear.
Looking like that. like that.
Only me will be the case, the open is the
Almighty.
Only me will be the case, I am the new one, it will be the case, the case. Only me will be the case, the open is the Everybody call him.
Doctor, Mr. Nenche, what have you asked? What?
Yes. So I asked the mother, I said, what exactly did the doctor say was the diagnosis? She said it started from when she was born. They said some form of cataract. They said some problem with the lens of the eyes. Something at the back of the... Did they call up? Did they say anything about the retina?
No, it's the lens.
It's the lens.
Nothing medical science can do about it.
Said that there was nothing medical science could do about it. And then suddenly... It became total blindness.
Eyes.
Both eyes became
completely
blind. Yes.
For how long?
From when she was born.
She was small when she was.
Oh my God!
Are you hearing something here at all? Are you hearing something here at all?
Everybody call him.
This is the reason for the power of God is not for show. The medical people owned up and said nothing can be done medically.
They said in the whole world.
Eh?
In the whole world.
In the whole world, nothing can be done medically. Who has the final say?
Who has the final say?
The final say.
Hey,
who has the final say? Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, Jehovah turns my life. He turns my life around. He makes the way. Jehovah, hey, what a Jehovah turns my life. He turns every tear away from my eyes. He makes a way.
He makes a way.
Jehovah, what a Jehovah turns us,
around.
He turns my life around. He makes a way.
That blindness condition followed her from the womb of her mother. She was born with it. Whatever came with you from birth that is negative, whatever came with you from the womb of your mother that is negative, today it is over.
Amen.
It is over.
Amen.
is over.
Amen.
I prophesy now. The mother was set free first. She saw herself under power. Chains were broken off, her old machine chains. And then her siblings pulled out of a cave, pulled out of an old hut in that revelation that she saw. And then suddenly, now she has a pressure on the mind, and it is her child. A situation like this can make a mother run mad. And the child is here, and then straight, God did it. That eyeball you see, the second eyeball you see, will normalize with the other one. Fact is that vision has come into both of them. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? We serve a mighty, I've seen a case like this before, where the eye, the whole of that, that second eye like that, what is out of the eye is like a man's fist. And it all went back in.
Right.
Normalized perfect sight.
Right.
Am I communicating at all?
Right.
That one was beyond blindness. It was more of a tumor. And it went all the way back in. With two straight eyes. Perfect. I prophesy to you today. I declare today, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, a new season is upon you. Everywhere the devil tied you, tied your family, tied your brothers, tied your sisters, the yoke is broken.
Amen.
Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
Hallelujah.
I think if at this stage we summarize, except if you are going up, otherwise we... Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so when she declared that someone had lost a loved one to breast cancer.
Yes.
And because of that, there is fear and also symptoms of that pain on the breast.
Yes.
Our sister said precisely 7 days ago she lost a neighbor to breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
And after then, fear crept in. She couldn't sleep since then. And after then, began to feel pain on her own right breast. Suggestions, could this be it? Is this how I'm going to get cancer and die and leave my children? But at the mention of that word, she came in here with that pain. An injection of fire into that breast.
That's right.
Hey. Pain is nowhere to be found.
That's right.
She's surprised. It's like, where is this pain? Where is this pain? She came out first. She said, last year she lost her sister mysteriously to a growth. She couldn't tell me exactly what it was. But her sister-in-law died this month of March, also of breast cancer. And afterwards, she also has that pain on the left breast and a growth. Terrible pain. Doctors were recommending a surgery to take out the tumor or the growth. She came in that condition, the service. As you said, we should lay hands upon ourselves and made that declaration also, attacking the spirit of cancer. She said, the pain is gone. Check, there is no pain. Feels free.
What are the growth? Okay, go ahead and check the growth. Pain is gone. It is gone. Lift up your hands.
Again, every spirit of fear and spirit of premature death that the enemy may be attacking you and your family and your loved ones with, tonight that spirit of fear is gone. That spirit of death is gone. You shall fulfill your days.
Amen.
Power of the Holy Ghost, fulfill your days. In the name of Jesus, fulfill your days.
Fulfill your days.
We have several other encounters here.
Diverse encounters, sir. God set them free. They are all free.
That's right.
They are here to give
your freedom is perfected. You are free. Lift your hands. Help. In the name of Jesus, every single one of you, your freedom is perfected. You are the owner of my life. You can dance your way back to your seat now, all of you.
What do I have, Lord, in myself? What can I do, Lord, on my own? What do I have, Lord, in myself? Every day, yeah. What do I have?
that pray. This is what church is about. The presence, the power, the principles of God intertwined. We hear Him. We feel Him. We see Him. Somebody will feel Him and see Him today. In Jesus' precious name. Isaiah chapter 67 verse 5 to 7. I'm going to be very, very sharp. We actually came here tonight to do more like a crossover service into the month of April. And it looks to me like literally everything we're meant to hear for the month of supernatural supplies we heard. But just in conclusion, Isaiah chapter 67 verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Looking at the guarantee of supernatural supplies. The guarantee. Some of the things I taught in the month of March, this month. We have never taught anything like that in the dimension in which we taught it since the start of this ministry. We have literally seen people's lives. I mean, a woman brought her son to church last week Wednesday. And after the preaching last week Wednesday on supernatural supplies, financial wisdom, this young man was literally wild, wayward, all manner of lifestyle. No preaching was done on salvation. It was just that. And she was brought for the pastor to pray for him. What he heard changed his mind. Changed his life. His fashion changed on the spot. A young man called me on Sunday after the service. Sent me a text message. He said, let me paraphrase it. He said his mind has been corrected by the preaching. I said, what did you hear? He was just laughing. His mind just got corrected. So I would want every single one of us, whether you are an adult, a business owner, a young man starting in life, a lot of wisdom was poured out this month. And you know, the major bulk of human life revolves around money. Directly or indirectly, everybody has to do something with money. And our success financially most times influences our success in every other area. And so please pick up the messages, because I wish I would have gone over them again. But I'm going to say a few things that if you have done all the things we have said, just do this few to give you a guarantee of supernatural supply. And what are the things that will guarantee the supernatural supplies after you have done everything? Number one, faith. Faith. In Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 12, it said that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The faith that says God is not lying to me. The faith that says God is not deceiving me. The faith that says I can't outgive God. The faith that says the owner of the heavens and the earth is big enough to supply my needs. The faith that says, I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from above. That faith that says, I can't look up to him and be stranded in life. You read it? In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 6. Verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, the one whose faith and confidence is in God. He said, for he shall be like the tree that is planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river. He shall not see when heat cometh, but the leaf, her leaf shall be green. He shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall he cease or she cease from yielding fruit, because his faith, his trust and confidence is in God. Choir, you remember that song? Can you sing it? I put my faith, hope and trust in you. I put my faith, hope and trust in you. Can the instrumentalist give us the key or the tune? Go ahead. Walk faster. To go.
When things that I do not understand, I do step up, be right in the sand. I'll put my hope, faith and trust in you. For I know, Lord, you always know what
I'll put my faith. Your writer say, my faith in supernatural supplies is placed in God. I am looking up to God. I'm not looking up to man. I'm looking up to God, and my supply is sure. Number one, after you've done everything, faith. Two, walk. Supernatural supplies, the covenant is no excuse for laziness. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the worker maketh rich. To be slack is to lack. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Proverbs 12:24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. You know, there is an animal called the sloth. That is from where you have the slothful. The sloth sleeps like 19 to 20 hours out of 24 hours.
He can sleep upside down on a tree. Because of the sluggishness of his motion, green algae grows on his body. He's a very, very useless animal. Walk until walk is aware that you are walking. Until walk bears you witness that you walk. When you see people that are made in this kingdom, they are not lucky, they are walking. Walking. You know how a little baby will say you are lucky? He is very, very walking. They are walking, walking. I told somebody, I said, if someone said, Pastor, you are very lucky, see how God is helping you so much. I said, well, can I give you 2 weeks to try that luck? Just align yourself with the work schedule for 2 weeks. Then you can let me know how much you enjoyed the luck. Proverbs chapter 21 and in verse 5. Proverbs 21 and in verse 5. The thoughts of the diligent, it will tend to plenteousness. When you see a hard worker, he is always thinking of how to work and explode in plenty. It tends only to plenteousness, the thoughts. And Proverbs 22:29 said, seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He will stand before kings. He cannot stand around with ordinary men. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, give it everything you have got. Everything. The business of your life. Let people know that that is what you do with your life. The ministry. Let people know you that that is what you do. You are a mechanic and they come to your shop by 10 a.m. They can't find you. You better resign and look for something else to do. You are a fashion designer. They can never catch you at the fashion design shop. There is something you, they can never find you there. You are never there. And the law of focus is anywhere you are, be there. If you are there, be there. And if you are not there, just leave it alone. For years, I didn't know Abuja City. I didn't know Abuja City. Recently, we were going somewhere, and I was asking the driver, I said, one of these days you need to bring me out so that we can take tour into the town so I can know the town again. Been here for 24, 25 years. And I think that for 95 to 99% of our town, our time in this town is house, walk, walk, house, church, which is the same as office, house. The routine was predictable. Concerning John Wesley, for 70 years, they said his schedule was as rigid as the sun. John Wesley, for 70 years, he had a schedule that was as rigid as the sun. You know where to catch him by 4 a.m. He got up, he's praying. You know where to catch him by 5 a.m. He's on horseback preaching. And then continue till 10 in the night for 70 solid years. Am I communicating at all? Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He shall stand not with ordinary men but with kings. We live in a generation where people want something for nothing. That is why you have a lot of internet fraud, a lot of Yahoo boys, and all manner of people who want to get things out of nothing. Get quick, get rich, quick schemes. Defrauding all manner of people all the time. But if you are working, you will be worthy. Work determines worth. So,
the guarantee of supernatural supply. Having done everything, you are a tither, you are a giver, you have reduced your expenditure and increased your investment. You are not a waster. You have done all these things. What do you do to guarantee that this thing must happen? Faith. Number two, walk. Number three, talk. Somebody is saying talk? Yes. I am not talking of empty talk. I am talking of the right kind of talk. Back your faith and your walk, your faith and your walk with your talk. Second Corinthians chapter 4 in verse 13 said, and we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we have believed, therefore we speak. You faith it, you walk it, you talk it. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 20. He said, a man's belly shall be satisfied with what is coming out of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Your satisfaction is a function of your declarations. Your satisfaction in life is a function of your declarations, of your confessions. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. The fruit of your mouth determines the food on your table. With the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Then he went further to say, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. Then he went on in Proverbs chapter 39 in verse 2, where he said, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his life, of his mouth. But the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence, because they are all always transgressing in utterance. What are you faith in? How are you walking? What are you sowing? And what are you saying? I don't care whether you are a good tither. If you are a good tither and a bad talker, you just ruined the effect of your giving. Am I communicating? I have done everything. But I find myself saying, under the circumstances we are, this is Nigeria. Who you need to know people to succeed. You are just wasting your life. We didn't need to know nobody. For this land we are now, we didn't see not one personality for anything. At this kind of spot, in this kind of nation, what are you saying? We started saying a long time ago that we shall be worshiping in a stadium, in a church that is literally a stadium. We started saying it long ago. Am I communicating? We said it. There was no money in the account to back it. But you don't consult your account to determine your talk. You talk the talk, then the talk will handle the account. Hey! I am not talking to you from I'm not talking to you from an experimental point of view. I am talking to you from a practitioner's point of view. We are not experimenting with this matter. We have proved it, practiced it, proved it over and over and over. Somebody say a loud amen. When the situation is, permit me to use some Nigerian kind of talk, when the situation is worstest,
That is when to talk the boldest. Didn't you see what David did in front of Goliath? Terrible situation. He said, come and I'll take off your head. That is not when to talk like that. Somebody say amen. Everything is working. Every single thing is working. Everything good thing is succeeding. We are taking our place in the land of the living. We are fulfilling our assignment. The devil notwithstanding. The devil that can stop us from becoming who God wants us to become. That devil does not exist. Somebody ran to me when we were in Rwanda church. This would be like 50, how many, 10 years ago, or thereabout. Ran. Said, sorry, sir. I heard something. That they say this that the church there had a challenge or something. They are demolishing churches in town, this and that. He heard from some quarters. He heard this and that. There's a sort of, he was just fidgety. The man is a man of character. He was fidgety. Very, very fear. They said that this and that and that. He was talking and talking. And I told him, calm down. I said, I have two things to tell you. One, we put up this structure. If it needs to go down, we will bring it down. Nobody will assist us to do that. Number two, 1 zillion demons cannot scratch anything here. Calm down, okay? God bless you. Somebody came with another noise some time ago. Another noise concerning something else. And I told him and I said, go and relax. 1 quadrillion demons cannot temper with the plan of God. He saw me this Saturday and he told me the principal architect of that plot died. I'm not aware. I didn't know who it is till today. The principal architect. He said, why do the hidden rich and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth, they gang themselves up together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder. But he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. He shall set them in derision. Is somebody here? Shout the loudest. Amen. You need a big mouth for a big destiny. In fact, you need a mouth bigger than your size. After you have finished speaking, people should be looking for you. The person who spoke now, where is he? Is God speaking to somebody here? Take your seat. Don't use physical realities to determine your general activity. Use spiritual realities to rearrange physical conditions. Talk. Don't ever say, I've been sowing, nothing is working. Don't talk like that. Things are working. I say things are working. And very, very soon it will be confirmed in your life that they are working. You believe that, say loud, amen. Faith, walk, talk, for praise. Praise. Jesus saw the 5 loaves, 2 fishes. He lifted them up and gave thanks. John chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. When he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as the wound. Appreciation will result in distribution that will bring about multiplication.
The summary is, your appreciation fertilizes your provision for multiplication. Thanks. Appreciation. Thanksgiving. Let it flow. Let it be continuous. God is speaking to you. Say amen. Whenever a check enters your hand, no matter how little it is, don't say, what can this do? Thank you, Jesus. What a faithful God you are. Whenever your salary enters your hand, don't get angry. There are those who don't have any salary at all. Lift up the paycheck and say, Father, thank you. Your faithfulness has brought this. Everything around you will dry up the moment your praise dries. Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. The Bible says we should remind ourselves of these things, so we say them all the time. Be ashamed, O ye husbandmen, how? O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up and the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Don't let joy dry out of your life. Don't let joy dry out of your life. Don't let praise dry out of your environment. Don't let joy and praise dry out of your vicinity. Somebody say aloud, amen. As it has been said, you are not where you are, where you want to be, but it is very, very true. You are not where you used to be. Somebody say amen. Just use the gear of appreciation to continue to gain acceleration. What did I say? Use the gear of appreciation to continue to gain acceleration. That was what God did at creation. After everything he did, he said, and God saw that this was good. He moved to the next day. God saw that this was good. He moved to the next day. When we see, you have been to our healing and deliverance services before. We can interrupt a testimony session because somebody said he was healed of headache. He was healed of ulcer. How many times have you seen ulcer healed? Countless times. Yet we dance afresh. How many of you have noticed that? I've seen testimonies taken at times. But my wife was watching something some time ago and said, What is this now? Is it not God that is working? Why is everybody dull? So we'll dance on headache and dance on leg pain and dance on this and that. And we have seen it over and over and over and over and over. And we are dancing and he said, since you are not tired of celebrating this, I will not be tired of manifesting more. Am I communicating at all? It applies in the realm of the miraculous. It applies in the realm of supplies. It applies in the realm of finances. I am not on salary in the church, but God pays me salary on his own. It comes from everywhere around the world. Somebody called me from America yesterday and he said, oh, excuse me, sir, I just wanted to let you know, I just put an offering, I just sowed the seed into your life. So I said, God bless you. God caused his face to shine upon you. And be blessed to you. And he paid it into an account in their currency. And that is an account that I have not looked at for the last 2 or more years. I have not had the time to look at it for the last time. And what he paid into it is in the equivalent of 6 zeros in our currency. He said, is it okay? I said, I haven't looked at that account for some years. Oh yes, not months. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, there are some months where when we check what came in, it is much lower than the previous month. But we did everything right. We paid our tithe. There are even some months where what came in looks almost like half of what came before. And then my wife would draw my attention. This is what was the income of this month. I said, all right, to God be all the praise. So much came last month, so maybe it is balancing of this month. all right. And I'm sure that it will overwhelm it in the coming months. God is absolutely faithful. All right? I mean, there will not be an occasion where there is not a thank you, Lord. There will not, no matter what, where there will not be a thank you, Lord. Your praise, your appreciation is a gear that guarantees your acceleration. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. So you have the faith, and you have the walk, and you have the talk, and you have the praise. And finally, number 5, patience. That you be not slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That you be not slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. And let us not be tired of doing the right thing, for in due season we shall reap if we don't get tired. I am anointed to announce to somebody, your due season is around the corner. That amen can be better than that. Say a louder believer, say amen. Say the loudest believer, say amen. Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest, say amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Remain standing. You know, patience must work with faith to produce. Faith and patience is like the two legs of a man. Faith is one leg. Patience is the second leg. No matter how big one of your leg is, one leg is not sufficient for motion. Faith. And I can assure you something. The shortage of faith, the shortage of patience is an attack on faith. Every time you begin to lose patience, you begin to kill faith. If it has not happened now, it may not happen again. And the devil uses impatience to attack faith. Because he knows that whatever you will receive from God is hanging on your faith. To keep faith alive, you must keep hope alive. You must keep patience alive. When Abraham became impatient, he organized an alternative through Hagar into Ishmael. That is an issue on the earth till tomorrow. Somebody say amen. It will not be long again. No. It will not be long again. A man told us how he attempted to import or export food to the UK. Pepper, chili pepper. He heard that it was profitable in the UK. At that time, nobody was exporting it. When he sent the first batch, they condemned it and they said that it was dirty. So he decided to wash it with detergent before sending again. And then the detergent destroyed the pepper. It was rejected. This man exported pepper to the UK one time, failed. Second time, failed. third time failed, fourth time failed, fifth time failed, sixth time failed, seventh time failed, eighth time failed, ninth time failed, 10 times failed, 11 times failed, 12 times failed. I think it was the 13th time. By then he has sold everything. Sold wives, sold everything. Something just told him that there was something there he shouldn't give up. Then before you could say praise the Lord, bam! Tedious process. Travel to Sokoto, travel to Gombe, travel everywhere to locate the pepper by himself. Long story made short. It paid off. His first aircraft was bought in the year of 2004. His first aircraft. He has bought up about 9 since the first one. From that first chili pepper. In his trade today in Nigeria, his particular line of trade, he's number one. He has a property organization to where they sell houses. He sells his own houses in dollars. The lease is $5 million in this country. You want to buy a house? This is $5 million. Do you understand what I mean? That, I mean, he was tenacious. Every time your due season is about to arrive, the devil tempts you to give up. When it is almost time to break through, when it is almost time to succeed, when it is almost time to hit target, the devil say, stop going to church. Have we not been going to church all this while? What has happened? Just calm down. Don't carry this thing on your head. That devil is a liar. I prophesy upon you, every spirit of discouragement, every spirit of despair, today it is over forever. Every spirit of discouragement, every spirit of despair is over forever. That same man did a business. The first money from that business was 300. Was it 400 million? 450 million naira. And he heard of first fruit. And he took 450 million, put it in an envelope, in check, and gave it to the pastor of his church and said, this is my first fruit. The pastor didn't open it first. It was after the man left that he opened it. When he saw it, he said, this man made a mistake. He drove to his house, said, you made a mistake. You dropped a check that he said, I don't think this is correct. You must have something in mind. Maybe you omitted, maybe you put the, you added an extra zero or something. He said, no, I'm fully aware. This is my first gain in this business, and I'm interested in giving it. He said, what? That same month, 1.something billion returned. That same month. It's the same person of Pepe I'm talking about. It's a kingdom person. All truths are parallel. And he said in his business deal, if you gave him this, you say, hold for me. The position in which you gave it is what he will return it to you 10 years to come. Say, give me, hold 100 million naira for me. He said, he will hold it for you. He won't even trade with it because he didn't give him to trade with it. He said, you give me to hold it for you, I will hold it for you. And you can go to sleep. You won't know story. You see, all these truths are parallel. So they all work together. Hallelujah. Our time is so far gone tonight. Father, I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to walk it and walk it out well. I receive the grace. Lift your voice and speak to God. Appreciate Him. Honor Him. I receive that grace. I receive that grace to walk this thing out and walk it well. I receive the grace. Yes, Lord, I receive the grace. I receive the grace. Thank you for your word tonight. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. When you go home tonight, you take a little time on the things you have heard tonight, asking God for grace to work it in your life. But this evening, key prophetic word for you is, everything that belongs to March must enter your hands in March. Every affliction and every liability that has followed you before now, I decree they are not permitted to cross 12 midnight. They are not permitted to cross 12 midnight tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands. Thank the Lord for His word to you tonight. While we are doing that, those who intend to give their life to Christ, you are not yet born again, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to be saved, you want today to mark a new day for you. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the front and let us receive you. You want to give your life to Christ, you want today to mark a new day for you. You say, Pastor, I need to be born again. I need to be saved. I need Jesus in my life. Quickly, come forward.
I live for Jesus.
And then we take our communion position.
Today, I live for Jesus. Let come what may, the Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day. Day
I live
after
for
day.
Jesus. I live for Jesus. Day after day.
I live for Jesus. Let go of me. The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus. Let go of me. The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day.
Quickly, come forward, come forward, come forward. You want today to be a new day for you. You want Jesus to deliver you from the life of sin. You want to rededicate yourself to Jesus. Also come forward. Quickly, quickly, quickly.
Live for Jesus. Day after day.
Amen. Place your right hand on your chest. Those of you in the front here. You are bound by a lifestyle, an alcoholic lifestyle, a tobacco lifestyle, an Indian hemp lifestyle, any lifestyle that you want to be delivered from. You can also step forward quickly. Place your right hand on your chest and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Jesus, today it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever and backward never. Help me to live for you, Lord, and help me to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God be released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Counselors, you can go ahead, sit down with them. And everyone who has the communion already, you can lift it up. Saying, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. receive power and riches and wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. He was slain. His blood flowed to connect us to power. Riches is there. The religious mind will make you feel it's not there. It's there. Blessing. Thank you, Master. Even in this season of crucifixion and resurrection, I connect through the blood of Jesus today my supplies. I connect power to live for you. See after me, say, Father, I connect today through the blood the power to live for Jesus. I connect supernatural supplies. I connect the life of Jesus. I connect help. I connect mercy from above. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, to live for you, to do your will, and everything you have in stock for me, I receive tonight. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen.